Hey, gang, it's your old pals, Uncle Hank and Kippy. Just want to thank you for tuning in to Are You Garbage?
Yeah, guys, make sure you subscribe. That way you get the episode as they come out. And you can also go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code AYG to get bonus content and get the episodes before they come out and HD streaming. Do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Ooh, baby, here we go one more time on a Friday. Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage, the show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and find out if they grew up classy or if they're garbaggio. I'm H. Foley coming at you on a beautiful day here in the East Village here, Gas Digital Studios, in the big studio, family operation. Couldn't be more excited. Feels great in here around the holidays, I got to tell you that. With Halloween coming up, I'm excited. My co-host coming at you from right next to me, making weird eyes at me, all right, trying to show me up.
Who calls Halloween the holidays?
That's right, it is. What starts right now, baby. We're going until January, I'll tell you that. And I'll throw in Valentine's Day there, too, so what about that?
Okay.
Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks so much for listening. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. You can subscribe there as well. And if you want to sign up for Gas Digital Network, you get our full catalog of like, it's like 40-some episodes at this point. I don't know what it is. I don't even know what number we're at.
Plus the entire Gas Digital
Plus the entire Gas Digital catalog. But for our episode, you'll get Andrew Schultz. You'll get fucking Mark Norman, Joe List, Ari Shaffir. Who else we got?
Gillis is back
Shane
there.
Shane Gillis. Everybody. Fucking Louis J. Gomez. You got everybody.
Kim Cogdon.
So you can go sign up. Use promo code AYG. You save a couple of bucks every month. We make a couple of bucks. Every month, the kids wet their beaks. It's a win, gage. Fucking win, gage.
Small bills, baby. Small bills.
I want to be paid in ones this month, Mr. Gomez. Paid in ones, unmarked bills.
And gang, today we have an incredibly special treat for you guys. Probably the most requested guest here on the podcast. She is a part of the Gas Digital family, one of the most well-respected and talented producers here at the network. She is the producer of Real Ass Podcast with Louis J. Gomez, also produces Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll with Mr. Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J. Okerson, and is the producer of No Disrespect with Mr. Mike Vecchione, and is the host of her very own podcast called The Thing Is. But the big question everybody's mind today, is she garbage? I got the middle name, so it's not looking good off the jump.
I'm leaning towards you. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give me a nice big round of applause for the one, the only, Shannon Lee, everybody.
What's up, guys?
Thanks for doing the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you think you're garbage?
I think there are moments of garbage.
Okay.
In overall, I might be split down the middle.
I'm guessing coming from garbage, but we're going to get into it.
Yeah. I'm curious to know what your verdict.
Yeah. Good kind of garbage.
I'm curious to know what the verdict is going to be, actually.
I did some research last night. I was poking around on Facebook. There's a couple of pics on Facebook that aren't the classiest things. You know what I mean?
On Facebook? What are you doing?
I'm snooping. I'm going way back.
Yeah, for my 20s, probably.
Whatever.
Kippy. Hold it. Where did you grow up? Tell us that story.
So I grew up in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Okay.
I thought you were a Staten Island girl. Oh, you live in Staten Island now.
I live in Staten Island now, yeah.
Okay.
That's the migration of people that start out in Bensonhurst, then Staten Island, then New Jersey.
Did you make it to Staten Island?
I am in Staten Island now, yeah.
Okay.
I'm and on are my you, way.
You're planning to go to Jersey.
Wait, no. Hold on. Did your family move from Bensonhurst to Staten Island?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. We made it out of Bensonhurst. Yeah. We're going to the island.
Yeah. And everyone like buys their houses on the island, and then I guess they upgrade to a bigger house in Jersey. No one from my family's really made it to Jersey yet, though.
Okay. They're kind of in a holding pattern now.
Families are always rising and falling in America.
Yeah, well, that is because we're from Philly, so there's the similar thing as to if you grow up in one of the neighborhoods, you get a couple of bucks and you move to South Jersey. That's like the thing. You can get a single family home with a yard, a garage type thing. So it's the same migration. Yeah,
Bensonhurst. That's way more old school than I thought. I was thinking small town Jersey across the bridge.
Oh no,
no, no. Bensonhurst. Yeah, that's Bensonhurst.
That's some tough shit.
That's
right?
Saturday Night Fever.
Yes, exactly that. Yeah. It was like very like all Italian, you know. I think in my elementary school there were two black children and they were twins and their names were Trevor and Travis. I remember this so much because those were the only black people that I saw until I went to high school.
Wow, was that like that hardcore Italian?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Catholic school?
No. Hmm. Well, always public school.
Wow, interesting. They were brothers and sisters?
I have a little sister. She's 6.5 years younger than me.
Okay. So you were kind of on your own, more or less.
Right, yeah, for a while.
And mom and dad?
Still together.
And what did they do?
Okay, so...
Uh-oh, are the feds listening? Cut the wire, Bill. Cut it.
Are you familiar with the term?
Anytime you ask an Italian girl what her parents do, and she goes, well, here's the name.
Are you familiar with interstate trucking at all?
Do you know anybody that has a way station?
Do you know the RICO statute?
So when I was like a small child, my mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
And my dad worked like on a trading floor.
Okay.
In like Wall Street.
Okay.
And then
on the New York Exchange?
Yeah, but like not actually, it's not like Wall Street proper. It was in
it's a pump and dump.
It's a fucking boiler room. What are you talking about? Stop trying to talk this.
Did you ever hear of a Shell Corporation?
It was in the back of a pork store. But they wore suits.
The name of the company back then was Bankers Trust. I believe it's Deutsche Bank now. Mm. But he worked for
Deutsche Bank?
It used to be Bankers Trust. Is this?
I don't know. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds legit.
Yeah, but Deutsche Bank was in bed with fucking Epstein. They're not on the up and up.
Damn it.
They're the ones that, like, they were giving all the money to Epstein. And they're like, what were you doing? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
I got a bad connection.
So my dad worked there for a while. And then he got up to, like, an executive level at one point. So we had, like, money. But my dad was never home because he was always working. But we had, like, we were very comfortable.
Okay.
Until he got into, like, a disagreement with his partners there. Mm-hmm. And then he quit. Mm-hmm. And then he was kind of doing stuff. He actually did like video editing for a while. And then he just became like an entrepreneur.
Okay.
But during that period of time, the money like went from one extreme to the other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So during that period of time, my mother started waitressing at a diner.
Okay.
In the neighborhood.
This is in Bensonhurst.
In Bensonhurst, yeah.
Oh, I bet it was a good diner.
It was a great diner.
Oh, and were you guys in an apartment or did you have a house?
So it was a 2-family private house and we lived on the top floor.
Gotcha. That's old school. That's
that's old school New York. 2-family private house on the top floor.
And then when you got to Staten Island, okay, so where are we at in the lineage of when your dad stopped and when the money went to the extreme? Were you already in Staten Island at that time?
No, I moved to Staten Island 7 years ago.
Okay.
As like on my own already. Oh. Yeah. So I lived in Brooklyn forever.
Okay. But you said your parents are in Staten Island now too.
Yeah. Also like 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay.
Just all recently. Yeah.
All right. So when the downturn happened, it kind of stayed
all
that
state,
way for a while.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. And I got to say something. My brother worked on Wall Street and he worked with, did your dad go to school? Did he go to college?
I don't know.
School of the hard knocks.
No,
you know what I mean?
Well, see, there's two kinds of traders down there. Sure. It might be different now, but they're the guys that went to fucking school, the younger guys. But then there's dudes probably like her dad that were fucking animals down there that fucking only had a high school diploma.
Yeah.
They were the ones that fucking racked it in.
I don't think my dad, I believe he had a GED because he went to the Army. That's where my parents met, actually. They met in the Army, yeah.
Your mom was in the Army as well?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, they met, I believe they were like 19 and 21 were their ages. And like my dad left to just like get out of Brooklyn. My mom left to get out of Maine. And they met in the Army and they married after 3 months and they're still together.
Damn.
40 years later.
Love.
That's fucking awesome. Was he in any wars or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
A couple domestics, if you know what I mean.
That was later on.
Well, I was like bracing for something the way you said that, and you were like, "All right, hold on."
No,
all right.
No, no.
That seems pretty clean. That's all on the up
normal, normal upbringing. You feel
Despite what people peg on me for my choices later on in life, it didn't come from family things.
That's what we've found out by doing this. It's like there's a point. Some people are just born into trash and they stay trash. Some people are born into trash and they, you know, overcome and go, I'm not going to be what my dirtbag family is. Other people are born into nice families and stuff like that. Then once they start making the decisions, it takes a hard left turn.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, right. Your parents are fucking dirtballs.
They're watching this. I love you, Pop. I'll get that 20 back to you as soon as I got it. I promise you. What were the decisions that you made later?
Oh, I don't. I think it was maybe I dated some pretty shitty guys that
okay.
Well, this is if you know, especially on Gas Digital.
We're gonna get her on the Love Life. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, on Gas Digital, it's very known. Your love life is very known. It's part of, you know, your personality and stuff like that. Your on-air personality. And you have a very specific kind of guy you like to date.
Yeah.
And you describe them as what?
Scary looking.
She likes guys that crack heads open.
Yeah.
Or at least have the ability to, but have the maturity and the intelligence to not unless needed.
Wow.
Have you ever witnessed your boyfriend?
I've never felt like such a pussy in my life.
Oh, my God.
She goes, I want a guy who can fuck people up, but he doesn't do it because he's a good guy. You know, he comes from a good family, loves his mother.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen one of your boyfriends straighten somebody out in front of you?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What's that like?
That's real Italian garbage. Tony, get back in the car.
Johnny, it ain't worth it. I love you.
Have you ever screamed that? Like, he fought, you know.
Kind of. It's just,
I'm sorry. Did you have volatile relationships with some of these guys? Was there like fighting on the street and stuff like that, yelling at each other? Oh, man. I would
above.
Love to see
Janet. These dudes aren't calm, cool, collected. She's dating. They're fucking gorillas.
You never love me.
The last time I saw a boyfriend put his hands on somebody, it was kind of warranted.
That's like old mob wife shit. Well, he shouldn't have been fucking standing
fucking
here.
Fucking Lucky Luciano over here put his hands on a guy.
That's real technical. That's such a selective wording. He didn't hit him. He didn't assault him. In case anybody's listening, he put his hands on him.
Talking to James Caan, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit. He definitely had a leather jacket on, a nice leather too.
May have, yeah.
Friday night, you're out trying to have a nice night. You're having a nice night with my fucking girl over here. You causing fucking problems.
So close to what happened.
Tell the story.
Yeah, Lay it on us.
So you two
are
at Spumoni Gardens with a plate of mussels in front of you,
No, we're actually at a place called the Marina Cafe in Staten Island.
Okay.
And we were there celebrating his brother's birthday. So his dad was out, and like a bunch of their friends were out, and everyone was
already
drinking.
Charged up. Oh, yeah. Fucking squad.
And that's
together.
Also, that's a real trash thing too. When like. When you feel they've ruined a family event,
oh,
you know, it's my fucking brother's birthday. You pull this shit, I come out for a nice thing. It's my brother's fucking birthday.
So this guy who I believe was like an ex-football player. I don't remember. I don't know what team.
Was he
are.
In the party? Was he at the party with you?
He was at the place.
Professional football player, you're saying?
Yeah, he used to be.
That
he's
is
a big
always
guy.
My big, anytime there's like, I'm after dinner or something like that, and there's like a big party of like tough dudes or whatever, you know they're always looking to fuck somebody up.
Yeah.
Make an example
we're
out of somebody.
We're not looking out there to donate to charity.
Yeah, some guy at the bar running his mouth, or God forbid they fucking hit on one of their girls or something like that.
Well, that's
Stay
what happened.
Stay clear.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Here we go.
So the football player. I don't even have to be here. You guys can tell my whole story.
Wait, was he a current football player?
He was an ex-football player.
Oh, professional.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he like.
Because, you know, I played a little football in college. I don't know.
Soccer.
It was the goal.
So he put his arm around my ex's brother's girlfriend or whatever.
Okay.
Why? How will you mix it? So the dinner's over, you're mixing and mingling at the bar a little bit.
We're
people are getting familiar, but they don't realize they're dealing with fucking.
See, but in Staten Island, it's like every.
Fucking meathead from Bensner that don't have a goddamn future.
Oh my God, would you put your arm around his girl? What the fuck? Hello, ma'am. Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right, I'm sorry,
thank
we
you,
keep
ma'am.
Cutting her off.
It's okay. So they knew each other because in Staten Island, same thing like Bensonhurst, everyone knows each
Small
other
town.
Somehow. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they knew him from somewhere before. And so he did that. And then he, as my ex's brother is talking to him, the guy like sucker punched him from the side in a weird way. And they're walking in front of us. And my ex and I are here. So when my ex sees that, this is his little brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he now, I know.
So there was
she's
an exchange. Once the penalty happened, once the guy put the arm around the girlfriend, there was obviously an exchange between those
two. Like they talked about it, but away from the bar.
Ooh,
so
pulled him aside.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
It's a real wise guy move.
That's an idiot. Somebody was like, "Hey, can I talk to you for a second? There's no way
Check,
I'm
please.
Going.
No, I think I'm going to pick up a shift. I'm going to start working here. I'm never leaving this.
That's
place.
The guy that doesn't want to make a scene. That's the one you got to be scared of.
Yeah. So the guy hit him. When my ex saw that the guy hit his brother, he like went after that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like a whole tussle. He's like on top of the guy, on the ground, in the parking lot. It was a whole thing. And now, but I, you know, as much as I like somebody's ability to do this, when it happens, I still panic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want anybody hurt. Like, this isn't that type of, like, no one needs to actually be hurt over something so stupid.
But a little party liked it.
It fires you up a little bit.
No, knowing that, like, because, like, the guy.
I'm getting turned on.
I know.
What are
you
talking about?
You still got his number?
Yeah,
what's happening?
I want to see a picture of this bohunk.
Bohunk? What are you, from the 30s? Bohunk. What? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. It's bringing feelings out of me. I don't know what's going on.
I tell you what, fat kids always find one, man.
Can I get a white wine in here, by the way, please? Thank you.
So my ex didn't have like a single scratch on him, just some like blood on his shoes from the other guy.
Oh, dude,
blood on the shoes. What the fuck? I was about to ask you, what'd you guys have for dessert? Holy shit.
So, blood, yeah.
That's all. That also shows how much she liked. He didn't have a scratch on him.
Yeah.
But the other, you should have seen the other guy.
The other
I thought
guy
it was
in
terrible.
Hospital.
I don't believe in that. But he fucked this guy fucked up. This. I'll tell you. Yeah, fucking
get,
coming.
He didn't even get a shot in on him.
He didn't.
Yeah, see? She's so, that's a point of pride.
Did you clean the blood off the shoes
yeah,
that night?
I did.
Oh,
you're on your
twisted.
New loafers?
And
fucking Karen from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And like, that was all we had. Oh,
and
man.
Like iced his knuckles because like it was all.
Oh, you are trash, Jen. Oh my, yeah.
Please.
It's not the first or last time that I've iced a guy's knuckles.
Ice and knuckles. What the fuck?
What the?
Holy shit! My girlfriend painted my toenails last weekend. Oh, iced my knuckles.
That's insane.
Should I go now?
15-minute episode, everybody.
Ooh, that's fucking juicy. And what about you as far as your trajectory to becoming a producer here at GAS? What did you go to college?
I went to a little bit of college. I went to like a semester and a half at CW Post, Long Island University.
Dude, this is all checking out. These are like the boxes on this sure. are just going right down the line. Was there any beautician school involved?
No.
Okay.
No.
Dental hygienist?
Nope.
All right.
None of that.
Phlebotomy? Phlebotomy's a big one. I still don't know what it is. I'm going to be a phlebotomist.
What about like chiropractor or trainer?
All right, here we go. I'll give you the ones that will check off more boxes. Sure. So I did.
I sold timeshares in Florida.
I did go to the Scratch Academy to learn to be a DJ.
Oh,
I.
Hold what on. Year was this?
How's their football team? It was. Hold on.
Hold on. Did you take out financial aid to go to this?
No.
Okay. I had a buddy take out like fucking $35,000 to go to like CH or something to do some sort of skill that he's never.
$35,000.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Was this in Bensonhurst?
No, the school was here in the city, but okay. I was living in Bensonhurst at the time. All right.
That's also a big thing for like deep Brooklyn and Queens, the city.
There's, yeah.
It's a big separation mm-hmm. between the city, Manhattan, and like what you call this is like,
yeah.
It's very separate.
You're old guard Brooklyn. That's what you're old fucking guard. She's old school
yeah,
Brooklyn.
Old school Brooklyn.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to take the train into the city by myself until I was 18.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, I also took.
Because there are animals in there. That's what you're throwing in there. They'll rob you in there.
I also went to school to become a personal trainer, so I had an NASM accreditation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I went to real estate school for a short period of time.
That's every
oh
knucklehead.
My God.
Every knucklehead from a neighborhood like that in any city across the country, specifically Boston to Philadelphia. Do you know how many of my cousins have the real estate license? They don't even own property.
Oh, dude, it was fucking like 10 years ago, they were like, everybody, yeah.
Yeah, making money hand over fist. He got his, they got to pay. They got to pay the broker's fee.
Oh, dude, that's fucking great. All right, real estate. Did you work in real estate for a little while?
No, I never finished taking the classes. Once it got to the math, I'm like, I'm out.
10%? What the fuck you mean 10%?
Are you kidding? The math? Yes,
the math. I don't like math.
I think I can pull the math off in real estate.
I don't know. You're late on your fucking rent every month. You're not even doing that math right.
But how I got into podcasting was mm-hmm. 8 years ago when I was dating still, I would always go to work because I always worked in like corporate life. And I would go in and tell my bad date stories and like, oh, you should write a book and whatever, because I had the worst dates.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the time that podcasts were like starting. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not going to write a book, but maybe I'll start a podcast.
Okay.
And so I've been doing my podcast for 8 years. And then
the thing is, it's been going on for 8 years. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
What's that? You always do ding. That's the thing. Ding.
It's something that's grown because it's something that people will say throughout the course of the show.
Sure.
We have to like acknowledge it, and then it just became
the thing
a
is
ding.
Ding. Yeah.
I had such a fun time with Sean Patton on that. It was great.
I feel like you both got freaked out when you were both on the show with the ghost stories.
Yeah, Patton freaked me out with his ghost story. That was a great episode.
Yeah,
he's also trash because it starts in the woods, which we said to him last week when he was on the podcast.
What?
His ghost story, I told you, Sean Patton starts out with him and his buddy in the woods drinking.
Well, the girl, the woman I did, it was like an actress from, I forgot what it was. crazy ex-girlfriend. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, my uncle built a house on a pet cemetery. I'm like, well, why the fuck are you staying in the house, lady? What the fuck?
It was like a witch or something.
Yeah,
a
she's
witch.
Like, oh, it was buried on an old witch burial. I'm like, fucking, I'd move states if that
I
was
I wouldn't
the
stay
case.
At a shore house if the grandfather died next door. What are you talking about? A pet cemetery.
Yeah. It was something weird. I was like, I was nervous. We did it remotely. I was nervous in my apartment because it was dark out. My wife wasn't home.
My one cousins lived next to a cemetery, and they did well. That used to blow my mind.
You got a little bit of cage.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
Having Thanksgiving, looking at a fucking Ichabod Crane in the mist? Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, the Headless Horseman wants seconds, okay? Where'd you get the pumpkin for this? Huh? All right.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Shannon.
The fact that you've iced down multiple dudes' knuckles is insane to me.
So, I'm not familiar with the story. So, you don't really date now.
Right.
You've kind of calmed down.
It's like
with
2.5 years or something.
Yeah, 2 years and 7 months I haven't had sex.
But, okay.
Same with Foley.
I don't see what the big deal is.
This isn't my choice, though.
I don't see what the big deal is, nor do I realize why you brought it up, to be honest with you.
What's so behind that? What's the personal choice of that? Because for the audio listener, she's a knockout.
She was running around with gorillas. What do you mean? Somebody's going to get fucking hurt. That's why. She's doing it for the good of society. Can't have her out there on the streets with these guys. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I think just after the breakup with that guy that I told that story about.
Ice Knuckles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ice Knuckles. It was about, we broke up maybe 9 years ago, and we did some on again, off again since we broke up. But ever since that breakup, I haven't been in like another real relationship since then. And now I don't know where to meet. I don't know where to meet people. Like, I can't meet people here.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So I don't really know
the
where
deviants.
To meet people.
And plus, there's no fucking juice heads coming in out of gas station. You got Dylan, who's 110 pounds soaking wet. He's not checking any boxes.
We need a garage or horse betting podcast out here.
Is there an OTB in the East Village?
It's a great idea.
What can I ask this? What did your last boyfriend do?
Let me guess.
Hold on. No. Are we going to be able to guess it? Is it something standard?
I got three guesses.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Mechanic.
Oh, do for work. Okay. Yes. No.
Okay. All right. No, that's not mine. I was going to say.
What did you think we meant?
What did he do that made me break up with him?
Oh, all right. We'll get to that in a second.
This is the after hours.
I feel like I'm watching a soap opera. I know. I fucking love this.
This is great. I'm going to go with the three stereotypical New York.
Okay.
Policeman, firefighter, or like, you know.
There was definitely a union.
Blue collar union guy.
Close.
What was it?
A corrections officer.
Oh, I'm right in the wheelhouse, baby.
Holy shit.
It's got good bennies, good pension. I do 30 years, I'm out.
20
retired
years.
20 years. 20 years, I'm out. I can retire at 44.
We'll I'll be doing fishing charters in Boca this time next spring.
By that point, we'll have a house in fucking Englewood, New Jersey, or whatever.
He's like, he is retired now.
Okay.
He's retired.
Young.
Yeah.
He did his full 20 and out?
I think he was like 6 months short or something because he had so many injuries from
they took like an early buyout or something.
Yeah.
Wait, so many injuries from what?
Uses of force.
Oh, you are trash.
Who are you? Jesus Christ.
You are garbage.
That's not me.
I know, but the way you say it, uses of, she won't, he put hands on him, uses of force. He's cracking skulls.
You know,
lady.
Wives can't testify. It's the first thing she says out of nowhere. What the fuck?
Oh, that's real. This is like Mob Wives garbage.
Oh, my
holy.
God. Corrections officer.
He works at Rikers for 12 years.
Sounds like a nice guy. I didn't think he was fucking working, you know.
Probably not a big Lunchables guy. I would have to assume. Holy shit.
Damn, this dude would fuck us up.
Oh, man.
There's something I loved characters like that. Like,
ugh.
He just checks all. It's so funny. And you have an attraction to that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's so fun.
Yeah.
What was the fight?
Oh, that broke us out.
Yeah, let's do this now.
Okay, so
here we go.
So I worked in a corporate business at the time, and I had to go.
Some tax attorney got tuned up at the office on a Tuesday. Probably deserved it, I'll tell you that.
She can wear whatever the fuck she wants, jerk off.
Have you ever said these words? If I tell my boyfriend this, he'll kill you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got his fucking hands all over me. I go through the fucking checkout.
So I was going on a business trip to Colorado with a coworker of mine. The coworker was a guy.
He probably hated the fucking guys in that office.
Yeah, but he didn't know. It's like
those guys are probably fucking dicks. They're probably scumbags hitting on you, being like that fucking.
But it wasn't. It wasn't at all that way. But maybe that's what he was thinking in his mind. Yeah. And he didn't even
as
know.
As a former psycho, that's what he was thinking.
As a guy, yeah. Not, any guy thinks that or assumes that, let alone a fucking CO at Rikers. He's definitely thinking the worst.
He probably ran the guy's plates. He probably knew some info about that guy. That guy wouldn't want people knowing. All right.
So we were traveling together. You know, mm-hmm. we were taking the same flight, but we weren't staying together. It's not like spring break where we're sharing a room.
Was this guy single? Did this guy like you?
No, definitely didn't like me. I don't remember at the time, because he's married now, but I don't remember at the time if he was single or I don't remember. Okay. But neither here nor there, really. But so I
not like, with a loose cannon on I your know. Hands.
Yeah, it's there.
It's there. So, it's there, lady. I'll tell you that.
So I had my like, because I like spent more nights at his house than I spent at my own.
Right.
So like my luggage was there with my clothes packed for the trip. And he went through my luggage. And I don't know if you guys know about this, but like, you know, there's like button down shirts.
He
and
went
they,
through your luggage.
Yeah. That's not the end of it.
Don't act like you haven't done anything crazy, big guy.
I've gone through the garbage. What do you mean? Gone through the luggage in the hotel room.
So it was like a button-down, a long-sleeve button-down shirt, mm-hmm. but with like, you know, like a onesie snap, like a bodysuit snap at the bottom so that it doesn't untuck.
Okay.
So I had a few of those.
I love those.
But that bottom piece is like lace. And he saw that.
Well, now it's just taking a hard left, Jeff. I mean,
it's a button-down shirt. It's a button-down shirt.
No, it ain't.
With lace. With lace panties. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but no one sees that part.
Yeah, not unless you want them to.
Gotta show them the goods. You know what I mean?
Well,
I know. I see what this. I wouldn't have let you go. I would have been losing it. I would have been losing.
This guy sounds like a good guy. Can we get him in here?
I wouldn't let you out of the apartment. What do you mean?
Let me tell you something, Kevin. Ralph tried that because
to get him in,
he was on an episode of my podcast. So you can go back and watch it if you'd like. And
use promo code AYG.
you can watch him win over everybody in the studio.
Including
me.
Yeah, he had everybody on his side and then stood me up. So he's full of shit.
Wait, stood you up for what? After?
Because
you decided to reconcile or something?
Yeah, Ralph was like, you guys obviously still love each other. He claims the reason that we're not together is because I didn't have enough time in my schedule, which is not the truth. And so Ralph was like, why don't you guys plan to have one date a week for a month, and then we'll come back and discuss it.
Wow.
And
Ralph's a sharp guy, man.
The day that we were supposed to have that date, he just stopped answering my text, and it didn't happen.
Wow.
Well, maybe he was trying to deal with some emotions that he can't process.
No, he's just right? Really, no.
Well,
no.
He's got a crush on this guy.
You don't know him the way I know him, Shannon, okay? If you did, you would understand.
Maybe you're right.
Please call me.
Oh, man.
All right, so okay. Back to the luggage.
Yeah, so...
And wait, you talked about this incident on Ralph's podcast.
No, I think I've talked about this.
Okay.
I may be talking. No, but you know what? I'm so stupid because I was focusing on other things that happened in our relationship that I didn't even bring up this situation when he was on the show.
Okay,
so dumb.
So we got an exclusive. Because
I would love
this
to.
This just in, crotchless panties.
I would love to
the
hear
Benson
him.
Has nightmare continues.
I would love to hear him try to explain this away in some way.
He got jealous. What do you mean? You're going on a fucking business trip.
We understand where he's coming. Yeah. I mean, we're not saying it's right, again, for
anything
sure.
But a pair of boxers and a t-shirt, I'm losing it. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, so he goes through, he finds
the lace
button-up shirt.
Was it at the bottom of the luggage, too?
No, it had pants, dress pants, shoes, and button-down shirts.
Okay.
That was
okay.
What I packed. And I was only going for like 2 days. Anyway, so he cut up all the clothes in my luggage for the trip.
What?
Cut them up.
Wait,
did he put it back in?
Well, he didn't. Before I got back to his house, he was like, we should talk before you come home. Because I guess he had a fit of rage and then came down from it and was like, oh, shit. How am I going to explain this? And so then he told me and I was like.
You packed the night before? What's going on here? You were at work? Where were you leaving the next day?
Yeah. Yeah. I packed, left it there, went to work, and I was going to, you know, just so everything's ready and good to go.
It's pretty organized.
And so before
hey, listen, Shan, we need to talk. Somebody put the lawnmower on top of your luggage and everything got cut. I don't know what the fuck. This fucking landscape, it's going to be the last time I use them. I'm telling you that much.
Call the super. We got rats. All right. We got rats in here. Call them. So he didn't confront you first. He did that. That's a next level crazy.
Yeah. And then so yeah.
I get it. I mean, hey, I've been in jealous rages.
Why all the clothes? Why not just one that item? You know what I mean? Why
are you ruining my sweatshirt? Yeah, it was several articles of clothing. So I didn't end up going back there before I went on my trip. I went to like Lowman's on the corner by my job, bought a couple of outfits, and then went. And when I came back, I just like
wait. Was there a conversation that night when you got home? I'm sorry.
I didn't go back.
She wouldn't go back.
Because I'm like,
oh, because he told you on the phone. Yeah. I cut all your shit up.
Yeah, he's trying to prepare me before I actually saw it.
Wow, get ahead of it. I get that.
So you went and bought fucking like clothes.
Yeah.
That's like Julia Roberts shit right there. Holy, can't go back to the house. Fucking buys a red wig, gets on a fucking red eye out of somewhere. I don't know.
It's got big glasses on it.
One of those scarves. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I know he didn't use scissors to cut them up either.
I think he did. I don't know.
No, he used his government-issued knife that the fucking that Rikers gave him.
So it was over. It was over after that.
Okay.
At least like officially over. We've tried a few times throughout the years, but yeah.
That's what broke it up.
Yep.
Did you have a conversation about it, or did you just never talk to him and went back?
We tried to talk about it, but he wouldn't.
He didn't say, like, why'd you have this in there? What's the deal with you and this guy?
No, he was just, he wouldn't even admit that he was jealous. Like, he was just trying to skirt around it. Like, it happened, let's move on, and just wouldn't even have a conversation about it. And
I get that.
You can't get past
that. Bury that down deep, buddy.
Listen, what happened. We can move forward
exactly.
from here.
Okay. Exactly that. Exactly.
Why
are
you always bringing up old shit, Jen? I'm sorry, buddy. She's fucking. I don't know what to do with her. She's a handful.
Forget about it.
There you go. That was beautiful. Holy shit.
Damn. Hey, guys, what's up? Let's take a second to talk about our brand new sponsor. That's IP Vanish, baby. IP Vanish is an incredibly important tool that helps you protect your privacy online. Now, listen. You know, we're all family here. I don't know how you spend your time online, nor do I care. What you do online isn't my business. And listen, what I do online ain't yours. Peaky.
Keep your eyes on your own page, kids. No need to see what Uncle Hank's doing back here.
Keep your hands on 10 and 2, all right? If you don't want cyber criminals to steal your data or marketers to track what you're buying, you need IP Vanish. Everybody's doing these are so important nowadays because everybody's spending all day online. IP Vanish is a VPN or virtual private network that creates a private connection from your computer, your phone, or tablet to the internet, which protects your identity and encrypts your data. You know what I mean? Keep these fools guessing. Keep them on their toes. VPNs are great for protecting your data from hackers, especially when you're using a public Wi-Fi that isn't secure. So if you're at a Starbucks or whatever and you sign in, you know what I mean? You can't let the feds come pounding on you.
They're getting in there. Those marketers are hacking you, finding out what you like, what you do, what you see, what you watch.
Yeah. So with IP Vanish, your real IP address disappears so you can't be tracked online. You
nice.
Get fast, unrestricted internet. IP Vanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70 countries. That's something else. So with IP Vanish, you're never going to get stuck with a slow site or video that doesn't load. It keeps it moving, as we like to say. But what really makes IP Vanish great is it's the only VPN with 24/7 customer support. Bottom line, a VPN is something everyone's going to be using soon enough. So check out IP Vanish to start protecting your data and privacy online. Moving forward, your online data and privacy is going to be the most important thing ever. So get on board now. And plans start at just $3.25 per month by going to ipvanish.com/garbage. That's 75% off the regular price just by going to ipvanish.com/garbage. Start protecting yourself online with IP Vanish today. Now back to the show.
Yes, sir. All right. As a formality, unfortunately, we need to do some questions called Are You Garbage? Man, I love that. That's fucking
that's a, so cool. That was a steamy
Did
one.
You ever later hook up with that guy from work?
Never.
Jenna, don't lie to me.
Swear to God.
Okay.
On my eyes. Never.
On my eyes. What a guinea thing.
Oh my God.
Swear on my eyesight.
What the fuck?
May the Lord take my sight right now.
Do you have pictures of people you don't like in your freezer? That is fucking old school shit. I swear on my eyes.
And Guinea
on my
from eyes. Bensonhurst. What do you want from me?
That's insane.
Swear on my eyes. Look at me.
Spits on the floor.
Have you ever spit on the floor inside of a house?
No.
Have you been in a lot of fights?
No.
Have you been in any fights?
Yes.
Yeah,
it wasn't my fault though.
Yeah, I can tell. Hey, put hands on it. Have you ever punched a guy?
No, no, not out of like sparring in like a class. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Never. I'm not that type of girl that is like trying to hit a guy to see what he's going to do back to me, because I'm very well aware of what they can do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to test them. So okay. No, that's not me.
Gotcha.
What was the last fight you got in and why?
Like a physical fight, you mean, right? Yeah. So, I mean, the only real fight I've ever been in, I was like 16.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Yeah, just and it was a girl.
Teenage bullshit.
Yeah, and it was a girl that just like hated me, and she was bullying me all the time. And I was in this program in school called mediation. So like I was very much a pacifist and just felt like we talked through everything. So this girl came and met me after I left work one night, and with her group of friends and with my group of friends, she's like, I don't like you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, are we good now then? Because we don't have to be friends, but you know, there's no point in going any further with this. And she's like flipping out. So I turned around and walked away. I'm an idiot for turning around. Yeah. And she like bum rushed me from behind. And then so we like tussled. I like broke some nails, whatever. And then our friends broke it up. That was it. That's my only for real fight.
Wow. It's like fucking West Side Story. Was that in front of a diner or something like that? Where was that at?
It was on a corner up the block from my house.
Can you hear singing throughout the neighborhood? Holy fucking shit.
This is a wacky one.
All right. Let's do a little Are You Garbage here.
Okay.
All right. Where do we go from here? Okay. I think I have one.
What do you got, buddy?
In your shower, is there a lot of empty shampoo and conditioner bottles?
No.
I've been victim of that.
Interesting.
What kind of hand soap do you currently use? It's probably nice.
So I have two different ones next to like my bathroom sink. I have a unicorn one from Bath & Body Works. It has like a little unicorn. It's all sparkly. And then I have like a Dial antibacterial, like hard
soap. Is it the gold stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing smells better than that gold Dial, daddy-o. That'll take you right back.
And you're adamant in saying you're not garbage now. Right?
I don't know.
Like, I imagine if we ask you routine questions, you know, is the apartment clean, this, that, the other thing, blah, 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 we're checking all those boxes.
Probably, yeah.
Do you yell at your coworkers?
Of course.
Yeah, do you yell at Dylan?
They make me.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
Never.
Never?
Never done that.
Interesting.
Because you're using warm water. That's gross. That's weird.
I never thought of the water temperature. Huh. Yeah. You got to get a nice fucking... cold fucking shock.
I like it hot sometimes, to be honest with you. It's kind of, it feels like you went to the dentist.
Aren't you not supposed to use warm water in your mouth, like when you're brushing your teeth?
I mean, you think he's concerned about the fucking water temperature? He just told us last episode he cleans the public toilets with water from the toilet bowl.
Who would I ask that question to anyway? Dennis is going to fucking lie to me.
Google will tell you.
The truth. Yeah, Google it.
That's true. You ever work at a kiosk in a mall?
No.
Ooh,
okay. Do you have anything that's airbrushed?
Ever? Or yes. Now. Okay. I have, yeah. I actually, my first beeper, because I'm 750 years old.
I had a beeper, too.
My beeper was neon pink, and it had airbrushed like a palm tree. You know, like,
that's
the, you know
even
the,
more yeah. how we're going to get. Do you have stuffed animals in your house now?
I have one, like a little gizmo stuffed animal that my dad gave me as a kid.
Okay.
I
think, is it I think on your bed?
No.
Okay.
It's in my second room.
All right.
Right. With a knife through its head. Have you ever had a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese?
I'm pretty sure I did. It's out of my memory, but okay. I remember Chuck E. Cheese as a kid, so I'm pretty sure I did.
Man,
yeah.
Those places were fucking disgusting. Yeah.
Is that like
it's trash. It's like it's not good.
It's not good.
It's
no.
not a good. Yeah. We're just trying to get a temperature.
There's way
you
worse.
You think Chuck E. Cheese is gonna pull you out of the fire now? Chuck E. Cheese can't help you.
There's way worse than Chuck E. Cheese for a
kid's birthday. Of course.
McDonald's. When I was real young, it was McDonald's.
Because your mom was working.
It's better than the backyard.
McDonald's
classy.
Chuck E. Cheese, you pay like the $6 a kid and they run around fucking in dirty.
Okay.
I remember being in those McDonald's thinking it was weird because it was like on a Wednesday morning and you could still smoke in there. So there was like one or two customers and we were like in like a back corner.
Was it before a play place?
Yes. Oh,
that's
before.
That's real bad. If you're having your
It was when
you're having your birthday party at a non-play place McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. This is early 80s. There was some bozo dressed up like Ronald McDonald, and they threw this fucking shitty sheet cake at you.
Hey. No ball pit?
No.
That was before before any jungle gyms or anything. Remember how hot?
I've never been in a ball pit. That's how fucking trashy.
Really? I'm sad for you.
That's how trashy and old I am. I missed the whole ball pit thing.
Oh, I was a big BP kid. Big.
Probably eating them.
Find a chicken nugget in there.
I was always scared of them, too. That's how trashy I am. I thought I would drown in it. Has anyone ever died in a ball pit? I
think so.
What?
You can breathe still, even if you're covered.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
What?
Trust me, not trusting the McDonald's Corporation to take care of my safety. Although I did have a double cheese today. Extra onion.
Today?
No pickles, no ketchup.
This guy, I mean, we got to do something. We got to get Vecchione to get
that's
you
that's the Foley right there. I should get a fucking contract with McDonald's. Double cheeseburger, no pickles, no ketchup. Extra onions and mac sauce.
You act like I'm listening to you. Like, oh, wait, say that one more time. Can we write that down on the booth?
I tell you what, fat kid.
There it is.
Do you collect anything?
Okay. I collect, rocks, like gems.
Like crystals?
Yeah.
Do you go to mediums?
No.
Have your cards read?
I have, but it's all kind of part of like my show, like the paranormal segment.
Ah, right.
Sure.
I'm always just trying to be proof. Like I want proof that anything paranormal exists. Mm-hmm. So I test them out.
Okay.
I've never really received anything that was true, you know?
Okay.
So yeah, so I have, but it's never really worked.
Crystals.
When was the last time you were at a flea market or a garage sale?
I went to I think I was with my sister maybe last year.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, let's check this out and pull over. My aunt is also very big into garage sales and stuff like that. Not for myself.
Okay. All
because
right.
I don't want a haunted item.
Okay. Wacko.
Wait, really? That's why?
No. No, I don't want. Like,
I don't want a napkin holder that's going to kill me in the middle of the night.
Meanwhile, you're sleeping next to Tony Colon.
Yeah.
That could fucking lose it at any moment. I wouldn't be worried about the fucking ghost in the kitchen.
I don't want my recliner to eat me.
The gizmo with a knife through it. That was something else. That was okay. I'll tell you that. Oh,
we're having fun over here. These are the last two episodes that have been my favorite.
That story, man. All right.
Oh, dude, I was in the suburbs with my lady a couple of weeks ago, and we saw a garage moving sale.
Mm-hmm.
Or it really depends on how you market it. A garage sale, I don't really want anything from.
Would you do a yard sale? Like if you're out in the burbs?
If maybe I see like the thing that I need. Actually, I meant to tell you, Kevin, that mm-hmm. I saw your post on Facebook looking for an air fryer. I have a brand new, a regular deep fryer.
Yeah.
I have a brand new deep fryer in a box.
Shit. You have a deep fryer?
I have a deep fryer in a box.
And you're trying to make the sale on the air? Oh
yeah, that's a private message.
Did you make a Facebook post to sell that?
No. Did you try to sell it on Marketplace?
I keep meaning to, and I haven't done it. It's still just sitting there.
Did somebody come pick that shit up?
Yeah, man. My family got big into it during quarantine.
Trash.
They're like, you can get this on market. I'm like, you're buying shit off people. What are we? We're in the middle of a pandemic. You're going to people's houses and buying you shit.
Yeah. I've sold stuff on Marketplace.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
What have you sold on there?
I had like an extra coffee table when I moved apartments. There was one already there, so I sold the one I had previously. And an entertainment center.
Did you burn sage over the one that was there to cleanse it?
You know,
you had an entertainment center?
Yeah, I had an extra coffee table, an extra entertainment center.
Extra. Do you have an entertainment center in your home right now?
Yeah.
What? Like,
because there was stuff left in the apartment when I moved
in.
What's
this entertainment center? Hold on. I got it. Big what? Man, stand down. Stand by. All right? I'm proud boying you.
Go to our audio visual.
What? Let's just loosely, get into this. What? What does this entertainment center consist of?
Is there a cabinet involved?
Yes.
There's doors and drawers?
Yeah.
What's in them?
Right, so the one I currently have in my house,
mm-hmm.
There's on the outside of it is like candles, pictures of my friends,
okay.
And then I have like my cable box, I have an Xbox.
Okay.
Like remote controls I don't use a lot are in one of the cabinets, batteries are in another cabinet, that's it.
Do you have any VHS or DVDs in there?
No.
Is there a stereo system?
No.
Okay.
There was
just right. It's just a TV.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I thought you had like subwoofers from the 80s and like or the something. Speakers going by.
There
the
was
behind the couch.
There was when I moved in, and that was some of the stuff that I got rid of. It was there when I moved in.
You got this place furnished.
There was some because it's through somebody that I know. So they like stuff they didn't want. They left it like if you want it, take it. Yeah. If not,
which is a
it.
Trash move
that's,
on their
that's
part.
Next level trash.
Yeah.
On both
you leave it if you don't want it. It's like I'm not doing your fucking job all of a sudden.
But you kept it or you got rid of it right then.
I kept one TV. And I got rid of everything
else. You didn't keep
how many
couches?
TVs are in your house right now?
Three.
Ooh.
Do you eat dinner in front of the TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
On a TV tray?
No.
Okay.
No, I just like sit on my couch by my coffee table.
Okay. Growing up, when you were having family dinner, would it be in front of, like, would you eat in front of the TV or would you sit down, turn the TV off and sit around the table?
Yeah,
like,
was that very structured?
I think we ate in front of the TV. Yeah, I think
at the table though.
Bad family ties right there.
At the table, that's great. That's fucking 80s all the way. I love it.
I think that there were periods of time where they're like, "Oh, let's pay more attention to the family and spend like one night where we all sit at the kitchen table." So we did that sometimes.
Did you do Sunday night dinners with the
at grandma's house? Yeah, grandma's house.
It starts at like noon or
at
whatever.
At three.
I never understood that.
Finishes on Tuesday.
My Italian friends be like, "Yeah, I can't hang out today. I got dinner." I'm like, it's fucking noon, dude. What do you mean you got dinner? What kind of bullshit is that?
It's 9:30.
Yeah. I'm asking if you want to go get a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
I got an orange juice in my hand. What are you talking about? Holy shit. All right. Okay. That's very interesting. Are you... Now, I see you're vegan now.
Yeah.
And how long has that been going on?
I've been vegetarian for a year and vegan for 8 months.
Okay. I mean, we've proven she's trash. I could ask her if before she was vegan, did you use Miracle Whip or Hellman's mayonnaise?
Hellman's.
Okay, so that's classy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw a Miracle Whip in the house.
Were you a butter or margarine family?
Butter.
Okay.
Leave that in the counter or put it in the fridge?
In the fridge.
Okay.
Which, I'm not going to lie, which I was a big fridge guy growing up with the butter, and I've recently changed my ways and realized that, you know, on the counter is nice and respectable and kind of classy in certain circles. And I've been kicking around at some fucking butter containers. I might start doing it.
Doesn't it get too soft that way?
Too soft butter? What are you talking about? It's impossible.
It doesn't but melty?
No, the salt keeps it together. It just fucking holds it tight. I don't know. I've never done it before, but I'm curious.
It's like icing. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Really?
You always overindulge, too. Fucking schmear an English muffin.
Schmearing. Schmearing.
It's in cream
cheese.
Hey,
Jacob, relax, will you?
What'd you call me?
Jacob. Wow, that's the first Jewish name I could think of. Schmearing.
Oh, my
God. All right, what was the first concert you went to?
Okay, the first...
Oh, boy.
It's going to be bad. I wasn't allowed to go to concerts, like, as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to work at Hammerstein Ballroom, because I'm a bartender on the side. I worked at Hammerstein Ballroom, and so I saw a lot of shows there, but still had never gone to one. The first official concert I went to was, like, 6 years ago, and it was with my aunt, though. She brought me, just a disclaimer. It was Kid Rock. And we almost got into a fight there, actually.
With each other or other?
No, with other people.
Is this all scripted? What's going on? This is, Jesus, get the casting directors on the phone.
I only went because I think it was either REO Speedwagon or Foreigner. That
doesn't
was
help. It doesn't help, Shannon.
That's why I was like, oh, I'll go
on
if
the
we
last
can see
lap
them.
Tour. That's fucking even worse.
REO Speedwagon. Who's
Jesus.
I'd rather see Kid Rock than REO fucking Speedwagon.
So, but that's the kind of music you're into? You were into like rock?
Classic rock?
No, personally, like most of the concerts I've been to, I've seen them both 8 times. I'm not going to say the names, you're not going to know who they are, but like singer songwriters.
Okay.
Like I like a person on stage with an acoustic guitar,
nice.
And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Who are they? Plug them. Who is it?
Edwin McCain, who you'll know from the song "I'll Be" from the 2000s, it's everyone's wedding song, and then Amos Lee, which you might know from his remake of "Sweet Pea."
Yeah, I know. I know the name Amos Lee. Yeah.
He's my favorite. Yeah,
that's cool. That's classy. Going to like see a small singer songwriter is nice.
These aunts of yours.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
One that's like really around, and it's my uncle's wife.
Okay.
On my dad's side.
Do you call that aunt by her real name, or does she have a nickname?
So no,
Aunt
I
Bunny.
No, and I don't call her aunt.
Somebody aunt has Bunny. An Aunt Bunny. Yeah,
I don't call her aunt because she came into my life like a little bit late. So I call her just by her first name. I have there's like
is that trashy or classier? What do you think?
It depends. Yeah, it depends. That's probably fine if it's okay.
There are
I call every aunt and uncle.
I do, except except her, but only because like she came in my life later. But there are a lot of weird nicknames because like with the like old school
Kid Rock. Come on,
with all the old school like Guinea names.
Yeah,
like,
lay them on it. What do you got?
So my aunt, her name was Vincenza, and it was Aunt Shirley. I don't even remember why.
Yeah.
And then my grandmother's name is Gossamina, and she goes by May.
Gossamina.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, these are real fucking
old school.
My uncle, I'm trying to think of what his original name was. We call him Uncle Sonny. I'm trying to think. I want to say Vincenzo, but I can't remember. It's been so long.
You can't remember your uncle's real name?
He's been like dead for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, otherwise he's not really
rest
your
in
uncle.
Peace, Uncle
yeah.
Sonny.
Yeah.
It's Uncle Sonny. Yeah.
I had it's funny, my family, I have like 30 or I don't even know how many cousins we have, but my one of the older cousins of the crew,
mm-hmm.
I guess one day decided like I'm done with the aunts and uncles thing, and it's like a real prideful, it's like a real respect thing in our family.
I'm surprised you don't go all the way down the line.
Your
parents didn't make you.
We were at Thanksgiving something, and he's like talking to my uncle John. He's like, that's a good point, John. And it was like a record stop. Everybody's like, what the fuck did you just do? It was like, dude, and that was maybe 20 years ago, and people still fucking break his balls about it.
You know, I see that on television a lot, that whenever there's an aunt or an uncle, they don't use that like more recently, and that is weird to me.
I think it might be phasing out a little bit. Maybe. Everything's aunt and uncle.
No, yeah. I think that's important for the family unit. And that was something my parents did. It didn't even matter. They could be dating the guy. Dating the lady, and I'm calling her fucking aunt whatever. You know what I mean?
Your aunts and uncles are still dating people? What the fuck? You're 45 years old.
No, I'm saying when I was a kid, they would say, hey, if I called them by their regular name, one of my parents would stop me and be like, yo, have respect.
Even if it was some fresh piece that was coming around?
Not like fresh, not like the first time you show up to the graduation party, but there's been a couple of Christmas presents.
Look at the stems on Blondie, huh?
There's been a couple Christmas presents or birthday cards exchanged. I think that's really what it
was. Yeah, that's fair.
Because
my wife came in as aunt.
Yeah, a couple of Legos.
But it also depends on, if you're like a fucking 10-year-old calling, you know, some chick you just met, Aunt Trish, something's fucking wrong. Not up in my house.
She's giving tubby time.
Can Aunt Trish tuck me in? You know what I mean? All right. Let's stay on track.
Interesting. What do you got?
Have you ever dated a guy who sold weed?
Yes.
Ooh, how recently? Like, it was just like, you don't got to pin a date on it or names.
In my 20s.
In your 20s. Yep. Okay. I feel that's fair. Was it like he was moving weight or nickel and dimes?
No, he's probably moving weight.
Oh, man, you are garbage.
What do you think? She's fucking hanging out with the street dealers? What are you talking about?
Corner boys? I don't know what's worse. Someone
middle management and up.
I don't know what's worse, dating a guy who sells dime bags or dating a guy who's selling fucking quops and shit.
Where would you guys go on vacation as a kid? And where do you go on vacation now?
I don't remember. So when I was like 5, we went to Disney in Florida.
World?
Which one's that? Florida World?
Yeah.
But I just know from pictures, I don't have any memory really of that trip.
At 5?
Yeah.
They start them slow in Brooklyn.
I remember seeing Mary Poppins, 5. But I don't know if that's a real memory or if it's from pictures.
From pictures, yeah.
But after that, I don't think we ever went anywhere. I don't think we ever went on vacation. No.
Even when the Pops was making a little bit of cash?
Nope.
Brighton Beach, Breezy Point, something like that?
No, and I don't think that our parents ever took us to the beach. Like, my aunts and uncles would take us to the beach, my sister and I. I don't think my parents ever took us to the beach.
It's so weird.
What the fuck is that all about? Brooklyn
people, it's so city that they forget that they're, like, literally a mile from the ocean. It's like two different worlds. Because we'll go out to, like, Fort Tilden and stuff like that, like in the Rockaways, and it's like, you get out there, and you're like, it's like in another fucking country.
Uh-huh. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Then take you to the beach. What would you? Was there a pool, community pool in the summer?
Nope. No, and it was only until like some of the family members started to move out to Staten Island, and then they had pools, so we would go there.
Above ground or in-ground pools?
There was a mixture of the two.
Nothing like an above-ground pool in Staten Island, I'll tell you that. That's clean living right there. Holy shit. One vacation when you were 5
That's
to
like
Disney World.
Yeah.
That's
what I can remember. Oh,
that's trash.
Well,
that's,
we went to visit my mom's. We went to visit my mom's family once in Maine over the summer.
Okay.
And it's like real, like trailers. Like they live in trailers, and they, my uncle they went lobstering and brought lobsters back to the house and let the kids play with the lobsters. So we named them and everything.
Yeah.
And then they come.
We did that too with crabs. That's real trashy when you're playing with dinner in the on the back deck.
Yeah, I've played with dinner before. For sure. Garbage. I did lobsters last year. We went up to Maine and we did lobsters with me and some people in the house and I was playing with them.
Oh,
I was fucking 33 years old playing with lobsters in a kitchen. Doing fucking Instagram posts with them and shit. Chasing out.
That's
fun.
Fucking giraffe.
And then you can just eat it after?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's a crustacean. They don't have central nervous systems or like brain, you know, or like memories or anything. That's proven, isn't it?
I ain't got that shit either.
Whatever.
Everyone wouldn't eat me.
What?
I'm with you.
I'd have to find a pretty big pot. I'd have to put boiling water in your above ground pool to cook you.
I can't do octopus anymore either. Plus, it's like 40 an app. So,
smart.
You're doing bits over here? That was pre-written because
no, it
bombed.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. If you thought of that in the moment and it came off the cuff, it would have killed. You're not a good actor.
See, my CBD's kicking in over here.
What are you talking about?
All right, I got one. Have you ever, growing up, New York's tough a little bit. New York kids are tough. As a teenager, did you ever spend time at like hanging at a gas station or a 7-Eleven? Like, did you have like a store, convenience store that you would hang out at, like whatever, you know?
Yeah, there were two spots. One was like the school, the schoolyard.
Okay.
We would hang out
that's
in
normal,
the schoolyard.
Yeah, that's normal, yeah. Normal city shit.
But like at night, you know? And then there was like a place like on the avenue where like trucks would park, but it's like on the street. It's not like a hidden place. It was just like a few trucks would park there and we would kind of hang out behind there.
Tractor
and, like,
trailers?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
And there's like four of them, not a lot. And then we would just like hang out in that area so we can like drink our 40s, like a bunch of hoodlums. Yeah.
Scope out the truck, see what they're carrying, maybe call up Vinny.
Yeah, but like the guy was like a rest area trucks.
No, it was more, just like kind of like a bigger parking lot, like on the regular street in a place where a store would be.
Okay.
Yeah, there was just like this parking lot and we would just
hang
out.
Under.
Yeah.
It's always got to be tough for fucking New York kids to like find shelter to smoke and drink and fucking there's no, you can't
brutal.
Do it in the houses because the house, it's all apartments are so tiny, there's no spare space. Like I was doing it in like finished basements and shit, you know what I mean, living the life.
You ever get collared? You ever get picked up?
No
Okay.
No, thankfully. And back then it was, I don't know, it was such a different thing back then because there were times where like friends of mine were like, cops would be like, you know, take it somewhere else or whatever, and everyone's like smoking joints and drinking. Yeah.
You had connections on the force. That's great.
I think it was just, we weren't really causing trouble.
Back in the day, shit was, I mean, I remember one time we got pulled over, the driver was fucking bombed. And there was like six of us in a fucking Pontiac Grand Am. And the cop pulled us over in Center City and he's like, you guys are clearly fucked. And we were like speeding and like cigs out the window. And like, it was just like, we were fucking idiot college kids. And he goes, listen, my shift is over at 3 a.m. When I get, he goes, this car better be here. I'm coming back at the end of my shift, and if it's not, I'm fucking coming to lock you up.
Ah, it's great.
He's like, park the car, fucking go home, come get it in the morning.
Old school.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. I assume growing up in Bensonhurst in an Italian family, you weren't fucking with like fast food a lot, right? Or were you?
No.
Okay.
No, it would be like a special thing where if we would like go to McDonald's or something. You know,
that's classy.
But yeah, it wasn't a lot.
This is a big one on the show. In New York, we know, what was the grocery store you went to growing up?
So I actually couldn't remember the name of it. And last night I put a Facebook post up because a lot of people that live in my neighborhood are on Facebook. And I asked them and I found it out. And it was called Super Duper.
Ooh, that is Super Duper trash.
It's sold stereos too. Super Duper stereo and lunch meat this Sunday.
Yeah, it wasn't a chain. It was just like a mom and pop grocery store.
Super Duper.
I didn't think it was franchised.
Yeah, they definitely didn't have a marketing department either. Super Duper.
Later to become Met Food. It is now Met Food.
What is Met Food any
what
good?
What the fuck is that?
That sounds like they sell life insurance.
No, Met Food is, it's real cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you go to now?
So I actually, that's the only, because I don't drive because I'm from New York.
Yeah. Do you have a license?
I have a license.
Okay.
But
when was the last
really
time you
drive?
Driven?
When I passed my road test when I was 23. I'm 38.
Oh my God. Jesus.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Would you be nervous to drive a car?
Terrified. Yeah. If I don't, I'm not sure which is the gas and which is the brake.
Yeah, let's lay off that.
Yeah, I'll get you an Uber home. All right, Jen. Jesus Christ.
Wait, what was the question?
Where do you shop now?
Yeah, so there's a Met Food with walking distance to my house. And then, so if I need something quick, that's where I'll go. Otherwise, I just order my groceries from Instacart.
Instacart's nice.
I pegged you for like a Trader Joe's Whole Foods.
So sometimes I do Whole Foods through Amazon.
Yeah.
I just discovered that over the quarantine.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's really
plus
good.
Plus, if you have Prime, it's like free delivery and you save
within
like
4
10%
hours.
Or something. Yeah,
freaking amazing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sometimes, like, the guy's like, yeah, we can deliver. He's like, you know, we can deliver this to you. And, like, before you get home, it'll be there. And I felt so stupid and antiquated. I'm like, what? Am I the only asshole still food shopping
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I do, but I tell you what, I'm too crazy or too fat or too whatever. I don't trust that at all. I want to go to the grocery store myself.
Get your hands on the goods.
Yeah, I don't want you picking out my fucking box of Fruity Pebbles. I don't know why. I just don't.
Aside from produce, where like you want to look at the fruit or the vegetables that you buy, if you're just getting stuff in boxes and stuff, why does it matter?
Even like a chicken. I don't know what they're doing to it on the way over there. You know, some dirt bag, thing of raw chicken.
You order delivery food all the time.
Sure, but that's cooked.
Okay, I got one. I got two. What was the last meal you cooked?
I mean, it's stupid vegan bullshit now.
Okay.
It'd be like quinoa and vegetable. You know, nice. It's just, yeah, it's not, it's just stupid.
Do you eat vegan frozen dinners? Because they're pretty garbage.
I have. I've had like a vegan frozen pizza.
Man, that's, yeah. Just eat a fucking pizza. What are we doing?
There's a really good one from Whole Foods.
I love it. It
was a really good one.
The vegan thing's really pulling you out of the fire here.
Yeah, because that's tough.
That's all I got.
It really prevents you from being way more garbage. Yeah. It's like you built a fucking a wall that we can't get above.
But the Met Road place or whatever it is, that's
Met Food.
Super Duper.
Come on out and meet the Mets. It's just a big Met.
I would have stuck with Super Duper. That's better than
That's where it was when I lived there. It was Super Duper.
I got one for you. Do you sneak snacks into the movie theater when you do go to the movie theater?
No, I think I've snuck alcohol in before, though.
I respect that.
Yeah, in a water bottle.
Fast and loose.
Did we ask her brushing the teeth?
We did, yeah. She said no.
Remember, you have to Google about the temperature of the water later.
That's right, okay.
It's cold. Cold's better.
Yeah, for sure. That was our voice from the ADA.
Surgeon General coming in hot. I love it.
Let's do it. You want to do the big one that we've been talking?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Since you didn't ask the way I asked the previous question.
Okay. It's been a thing last week. Kevin dropped a bombshell. All right. I've known this guy 12 years. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he asks, do you take leftovers home? And it turns out that Kevin thinks it's trashy to take leftovers and doesn't, under any circumstances, take leftovers from a restaurant. How do you, Shannon Lee, feel about that statement?
Yeah, but talk about leading the fucking witness.
I'm sorry.
How is that not more?
Yeah.
I
asked
post.
Becky O, do you take a doggy bag? And you're like, bullshit, bullshit, you're fucking leading
them. It's a doggy.
All right, here's the story. This piece of shit over here.
Fucking cocksucker.
What do you think about leftovers?
Call your ex-boyfriend and fucking punch him in the head.
Would I have any shot fighting this guy?
No.
Oof. All right, fair enough.
No, this one's a rough one. Well, all of them, actually. They're all pretty rough.
Would he beat up me and Foley? Probably, right?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean,
it's only because like
he fucking throw a chicken nugget at you, you'll be distracted.
He has so
I'll
much.
I'll be blowing the guy. What are you talking about? You're gorgeous.
Did he come here often?
What kind of car did he drive? Ooh. How about that?
At the time we started dating, it was a
Knight Rider.
Is it a Ford Charger? What makes Charger?
Dodge
Charger. That's
oh,
a Charger.
Man. That's a big CO cop fireman car. Because they make good fucking coin.
Don't run your mouth to anybody drive one of those at a red light.
that or like one of like the Explorers that's like kind of like matte black and they got
switched
like the,
to a Jeep.
Yeah, but they deck the Jeeps out. You mm-hmm. see one of them? Because I live by a police station, dude. It looks like a Ford parking lot.
Oh, a Jeep with one of those gas tanks in the back. They're scary too.
Oh yeah.
What he's done to his Jeep now embarrasses me. That he puts that much energy and thought into his car.
Oh, yeah, that's
like, there's
real
like
trashy.
There's like a community of Jeep owners.
Oh, Jeep, that's a thing. It's a Jeep, and they have a secret wave. Stupid. They have a secret wave.
It's so
I
good.
Remember
yes,
the
I
first
think.
Time my buddy did that bullshit in a Jeep. I was like, what? What are you
fucking pull over.
Loser?
Let me out of here, you fucking jerk off.
You're so waving to other Jeep
I kind of get it. I mean, it's got to be a thing because Jeep people, they do it. You know what I mean?
My brother got a Jeep and just started doing it. It's the weirdest thing.
Ah, it's fucking lame.
I got a Mercury Montego 2005.
Give each other the finger.
Yeah. It's just me.
Changing each other's car.
It's me and a bunch of old people.
Maury!
So do you... All right, back on track. Leftovers.
Yeah.
Do you take them or not?
Yeah.
Oh.
I take them. Because usually it's like, I don't know, I don't like to eat like a tremendous amount of food in one shot.
Okay.
So let's say
very
I get...
classy explanation right
let's
there.
Say I get halfway through it. I don't want to waste all of this food. So I'll take it home. And then there's like a 50-50 chance. If I eat it later that night, then that's a thing. If I don't eat it later that night, it'll sit in my fridge for like 3 days, and then I'll end up throwing it out.
Okay.
Because it's trash. You'll end up just throwing out trash that you should have thrown out fucking 3 days ago. Thank you very much.
But I might
What
eat
are you
it
nodding
night.
Your head at? Wait, Dylan, you're an anti-leftover too?
So the one part of the argument I think everyone forgets with Kippies is the idea to go to a restaurant. This is where he won me over. You go to a restaurant, you spend the money. I want to just get up and leave.
It's an experience. Yeah, then like, you're also the asshole like carrying a bag around or whatever. Like, it just doesn't make...
So you are. You're an anti-leftover.
Anti-leftovers, yeah.
Wow.
I'm okay with it.
My thing, too, it's like everybody got mad at me. Like, dude, it's fucking... If you take up half a burger and you put it on the fucking thing, it's so... I'm not saying you don't find it good. That is not what I'm saying. There's a difference between good and fucking classy.
I think it's great. I think it's a
heroin
part of the
experience. Heroin is good. People do heroin and they're trash. If you're eating literal trash, that if you, they're going, we're going to throw this out. If
trash
you don't
isn't
want,
trash till it's in the trash
they're
can.
Going,
classy people don't take leftovers.
They're
going to do it in a suit.
We're
going
to throw this away if you don't want to take it home. And if you want to take garbage home and eat it, if not, we'll throw it away.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you also against leftovers at home?
No, it's very different.
What the fuck?
That's also trash.
Wow.
No, it's
Look
not.
At that.
One because
Shannon just fucking blew your mind.
You don't think I
Case
got an out
closed.
For that?
This guy's a fraud.
No.
He's a fucking fraud.
You don't think I got a fucking reasoning for that? I made it this far in a business when I'm thinking about that?
You use restaurant to go containers? You wrap it up in a bag and put it in?
Can you wrap this up for me? I'm going to take this to the fridge. No, when you cook, you don't cook. When you order one portion for yourself. Regardless of the size of that portion, it's a portion. You're not cooking three pieces of chicken or whatever. Like, you never just cook one portion of food for yourself.
I do.
You're cooking.
That, yeah, that's not necessarily
true. If
you're a
single person.
Okay, but, so let's put it this way. If I made one chicken breast.
If you're making,
hold on, let me finish.
If you're making more than you're going to eat, you're looking for leftovers. I got news for you, buddy. You're a leftover.
I'm not going to make one serving size of pasta. I'm going to make a thing of pasta. That's completely fucking different.
Well, yeah.
And if you can't wrap your dumb head around that, that's insane.
I'd be so pissed if somebody made a single portion of pasta.
Yeah, of course. That's why. But if you make, if I do make one piece of chicken, right, and fucking nine string beans, and at the end of that, there's one bite of chicken and two string beans left, I'm not putting that in the fridge.
Well, that's
I'm
not
throwing
enough.
That away.
That's not enough for another meal.
Half a cutlet.
When you order something
Couple
at a restaurant,
strips.
It's a big, most of the time, it's a pretty big portion.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if you have a significant amount left, I feel like as long as it's enough where you can have another meal out of it, then it's okay to save it.
You know, I just disagree. It's just trash.
I think it's a That's part fine. Of the experience. I love the idea of leftovers.
You're
the
garbage! What is this? You are trash. The idea that it's not, the idea that you like it, you also like, it's, you also clean the fucking toilet bowl with toilet bowl. You clean the
That's
toilet
the second
toilet.
Time you mentioned that today on this broadcast.
But like, you're trash. Just because you like
you
it
walk
doesn't
with
mean.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the thing is not trash. Thank it's you. Trash. Thank you. Is it enjoyable for a lot of people? Sure. But it's like I said, I eat microwaved hot dogs.
What if it's shaped like a swan?
That's a little different. I gotta give you that.
Little lobster thermidor. Come on.
And a lot of people say they take it home for their dog or a homeless person or a person on the street, which is very respectable.
I ain't giving my dog lobster, I'll tell you that.
You can't afford lobster.
Wow. What an episode.
This has been great.
What are we thinking here?
Is there like a meter, a percentage?
Sometimes we'll give out a percentage. You're
royalty.
I would like a percentage.
You're royalty.
Yeah, I mean the fucking dating juice heads who are fucking cracking skulls in Staten Island ain't helping you, sweetheart.
I mean, if we had to do a number of percent, I would say 80%.
Trash?
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
because now, you know, you're doing, you know, you're different.
Yeah, I would say in the 70s or 80s for sure. I mean, the fact that you're vegan pulls you out of a lot of bad possibilities.
Yeah.
Okay. It really just, you know, kind of stops the conversation there because that's a classic thing, you know, whatever. Or at least prevent you from being more garbage. But you came up, you had like a good upbringing, you know what I mean? Parents stayed together, fucking, you know, good neighborhood, school, everything like that. It seems that's all good. Like, you're not from trash.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, you got a little, you know, rough around the edges.
Yep.
And the way you find, the way you revel in your fucking gorilla boyfriends beating people up is insane. Jen, you've cleaned blood off dude's fucking loafers before.
You know,
these are your new Aldos.
One of my exes, when I used to work, he used to bounce at the bar that I bartended at.
And bouncers.
He came in from a fight and I had to like disinfect his knuckles with vodka.
I mean, if you're, unless you're
no, you didn't.
Swear to God.
No, I'm saying, no, you didn't have to use vodka.
Yeah.
It's, but it better is the story.
I'm sure it was our first fucking aid kit in that place. Yeah. Pour a little pop off on
it. You could have got some hydrogen peroxide.
It wasn't,
but it's not as sexy
by
as a bottle of Grey Goose.
Yeah. Top shelf, get the Goose. Babe, you know I only touch Belvedere Goose.
He definitely had a smoke in the other hand, too. Smoking
did.
While you're patching him up.
He probably did.
You ever give stitches to anybody?
No.
What, you fucking mom doctor?
Not that far.
Do you ever dig a bullet out of anybody's heart? You fucking wacko. I mean, this has been fan fucking. This has been one of my favorite episodes as well.
Yay.
Holy shit.
A couple of hot ones coming at you, gang. That was fucking fun.
She's Shannon, a murderer.
What would you like the folks out there to know?
That I'm trying to do better.
No, I don't mean that.
I know.
We should have the redemption, garbage redemption moment.
Also, write in and maybe Shannon will take you out on a date. Have you?
Maybe.
Write in with the show a picture of the last guy you beat up. And maybe, just maybe, you can take Shannon out and take leftovers.
Or show your knuckles after. Either
one
is fine.
That's fine.
Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is.
Ding.
We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts, and both of the hosts have been on the show.
Yeah, we've done it. It's a fantastic show. It's on the Gas Digital Network. Check it out. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yep, and follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. That's it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, this was amazing. Kippy, what do you got the folks out there to know?
As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Subscribe there as well. Those numbers are fucking through the roof. We appreciate it. Well over 6,000 subscribers at this point. Also, I forgot to plug this last time. There's very active Facebook groups, Reddit,
yes,
subreddits.
You guys are fucking awesome.
And a Discord, which I'm not really sure what it is, but the kids are on it. They invited to me. I pop in every now and then. So check those out. We appreciate that. And
I catch the Facebook posts. They kill me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like people are posting. There's like 50 posts a day. It's very active.
We're all on the same page. It's so funny.
Yeah,
it's all in the...
Yeah.
Like this was, I mean...
So, yeah.
This was awesome.
This was great. So check it out, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm at Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media. You can follow me there. We post clips of the show and other funny stuff that garbage things that I do.
Yes, sir. Guys, again, thank you so much. We love you, and we will see you next week. Peace.